Welcome once again to our podcast on depression. And this is session 3, where we're talking about the signs that you may be depressed. In session 1, we just looked at an introduction to depression. Session 2, we looked at the contributing factors, adverse life events, and personal factors. And now in session 3, we're looking at signs. What are the signs to look out for that would say that you are depressed? For more than 2 weeks, you felt sad, you felt miserable all of the time. You've lost interest or pleasure in usual activities. Then we look at your behavior. You are no longer outgoing. You are not getting things done at work or in school. You are withdrawing from close family and friends. You are not attending or doing the usual enjoyable activities. Visiting friends, attending naming ceremonies, attending wedding ceremonies. You are unable to concentrate on a task. You find your mind fleeting, jumping here and there. You are relying on alcohol or sedatives, you know, to calm down, to sleep, to relax. Now, I must sound a note of warning here that a lot of what I have mentioned and will mention are things that you may experience from time to time, but it doesn't mean that you are depressed. We all experience times when we are no longer outgoing, times we are no longer getting tasks done, times when we are withdrawing. But remember that I opened this podcast by saying, for more than 2 weeks, consistently, you felt sad and miserable most of the time. You've lost interest for more than 2 weeks in pleasure or in your usual activities, then you need to pay attention. Now, having talked about our behavior, the behavioral signs, let's look at the signs as it relates to our emotions or feelings. You are becoming overwhelmed. It's like you're just tired. Everything is happening together at the same time, and you are feeling this is becoming too much for me. You're overwhelmed. You're feeling guilty. Things that you have done in the past just keep coming to your mind, and it's coming like it was yesterday, and it's very real, and you're feeling very guilty. Then you are becoming irritable, you know? Every little thing sets you off, sets you angry, upset. You're becoming frustrated. Why is all this happening? I'm tired of this. I'm just fed up. Things just frustrate you. You are throwing things around out of frustration. You lack confidence. You used to have confidence in your work. You used to have confidence in the things that you do, in yourself. Your self-esteem was quite up there. You're beginning to lack confidence. You're unhappy. You're indecisive. You can't make up your mind what you need to do. You can't take decisions. You're disappointed. You just look at everything around you and you feel disappointed. You feel miserable. You feel sad. These are feelings that accompany depression. And it's important for you to take note of some of these things as we talk about them and check to see that, remember, you may experience this from time to time, but it doesn't mean that you are depressed. This is part A of signs that you may be depressed. And I will continue with those signs as it relates to your thoughts and to your physical behavior or your body as we go along in part 2 of session 3. Thank you very much, and see you in part 2.